prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, thank you for joining us. It is April 13th, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I'm here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, from upstate New York to San Diego, California, coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, Texas. Simulcasting not just on the AM and FM dial, but the internet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Many of our affiliates also restream the show. Global Shortwave, WWCR, and three different satellite systems. All right, I have been quite reflective the last few days just researching some of the different declassified government programs that are being carried out against the people of the planet, eugenics programs. I, in my research over the last 15 years, have learned that we are living in a false reality. And by false reality, I don't mean a false reality as intense as the Matrix, where you are having this virtual reality fed to your cerebral cortex by a group of supercomputers as you live out your life in a pod supplying heat to drive their systems. When I talk about a false reality, I'm talking about belief systems that we have been programmed with, and I'm talking about a global shadow government or national security apparatus that has developed advanced technologies and has engaged in everything from government narcotics trafficking to banking and money laundering, underground bases, super weapons that make hydrogen bombs look like quaint paper swords. This is the type of information that I want to go over today, and then, of course, take your calls on any subject you would like to discuss. We have Tax Day coming up. The Congressional Commission back in 1981 reported that not 1 cent of any tax money, any of the income tax money, goes to run the country. And Ronald Reagan, of course, quoted that commission and put out his own statement saying the IRS should be abolished. The Internal Revenue Service, what an Orwellian term, they provide a service for you, goes to pay interest on the debt to the private banks that control the issuance of currency, credit, and liquidity. There are hundreds of other taxes that you pay, death taxes, Social Security taxes, property taxes, oil taxes, fuel taxes, real estate taxes, corporate taxes, on and on and on, that do fund the government and all the horrible things government does. But you need to know that the income tax is in the Communist Manifesto. Go read it for yourself. Just type into Google Communist Manifesto, and you should read those 10 planks. It's everything our government's implementing: public school, open borders, gun control, a private central bank, income tax. Go read it for yourself. Of course, the private banks created it. It's actually not communism in the popular sense. As Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote in Tragedy and Hope, the bankers created communism to con rebelling serfs in Europe back into slavery. They finance it. They want command and control systems. So know that when you pay your taxes, your taxes coming up in 2 days, that it goes to destroy America and the people, devaluing our dollar, destroying our sovereignty, our borders, our name, are the individuals that bring you the IMF World Bank tax. And that is what it is. Okay. That said, we can discuss that as well at 877-590-5525 if you're listening to the station this originates out of. the mothership, 836-0590, or I should say the flagship, because that is the radio station I'm coming to you from. The flag is right here. The flag of resistance to tyranny, never surrendering. The flag of humanity against the social architects, the scientific dictatorship. Okay, I have the before I get into the slave grid paradigm, let me just give you some of the news we have today. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours, Washington Post. And it says that the brain scanners are going in nationwide, scanning your brain. Another report here, government scientists propose geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere and then admit they've already been doing it. In the last 6 months, thousands of government publications have admitted they are altering the atmosphere. There's no longer a debate about chemtrails. They just say the details are classified. Shut up. They're having it basically added to the jet fuel by law. That way it's compartmentalized. The companies buying their jet fuel have nothing to do with it. It's just done. And the nuclei is being entered into the atmosphere. And they have darkened the Earth by 20%, according to NASA. They are terraforming us, altering the atmosphere. Now, we can have a debate about this. You know, it's kind of like they built the Trans-Texas Corridor, but CNN and Fox, I have clips we played here, say it doesn't exist. As a Texan, we're on several stations in Texas, you are driving along, and you will see Trans-Texas Corridor signs by the state. You will see the highways. You will see them putting toll roads on. But for those outside the state, they just say it doesn't exist, and they even transmit and broadcast TV programs saying it doesn't exist. Just like their chemtrail spraying us, putting poison in our water, everything else, it's all admitted, but you can't get the public to admit it even when there's billboards. Because if they tell the yuppies it doesn't exist, they see the billboard and then say, this toll road I just went on doesn't exist. I mean, this is mass mind control. You're under mind control. The fact that I sound weird and extreme to you shows how you are in a false reality. You literally are programmed. You know, I've told the story that I never believed studying World War II and Nazi history, read more than 30 books on the subject, I still call myself a novice, that the Nazis, the general public didn't believe they were killing all these people. You know, when our troops went in there and found all the death camps and millions of dead people, Germans said, we didn't know, and the troops would beat them up or drag them in front of the dead bodies and make them bury them. But in studying more history now, I know that is the truth. They were delusional, just like us. You know, there's been concentration camps in the United States since 1986. I wrote a book in 2002 with links and documents to the Army's own website. It's all public, but you don't choose to know. There are Americans in slave labor camps for, I guess that's 22 years. So this is the type of information we cover here. Now, other folks out there will say, well, why are you still alive if this is all true? Because the psychological dictatorship is so, the scientific dictatorship run by behavioral psychologists, they are in such total control that they basically believe that I am just a stimuli to test response and that I am a little toy or something. It just doesn't even matter to them. I mean, you're already ingesting chemicals daily, put in the water supply, declassified by design to reduce your IQ by 20 points on average. It's even higher if you've been ingesting sodium fluoride since birth, which most of us have. And to the scientific dictatorship, this is the ultimate power, the ultimate control freak system, because they're in control. You don't even know they're in control. And they're poisoning you. They're brain damaging you. They're attacking you daily, and you don't even know. This story out of the Washington Post says Defense Agency Research Projects, that's DARPA, Department of Defense, Johns Hopkins University, and others, are engaged in mass mind control operations. See, they're now showing the slaves. They're not telling you. Mainstream news admits mass chemtrailing of the population as chemicals are sprayed on you daily. I have the copy of the government textbook here where they tell the school kids how they're spraying them for their safety. See, they introduce it to the children while they still deny to the adults because...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schott with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy. So you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website eFoodsDirect.com. I warn you, don't do eFoodsDirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I know we've got loaded phone lines here. People like Mike and Jack disagree, so we'll go to the head of the line. Your call's coming up later in the hour, but I need to get now into this false reality and just skim the surface at first, and then... It's such a wide tapestry of social engineering, biological engineering, guinea pig testing going on against all of us, psychological, chemical in nature, genetic. But here's a story. Final agony of RFA volunteer killed by sarin in Britain. And it's the London Guardian. Because I mentioned this the other day on radio, and somebody emailed me and said, where's the article? There are thousands of tests where they've killed U.S. and British troops. from the 50s right through to the 80s, and then it's been classified since then, where they would just march someone in and tell them, go into this chamber, and they'd nerve gas our troops, British troops, our government would. It's not our government, these criminals that run it, in the name of scientists, and they would kill them and then dissect their bodies. Now, that really wasn't about testing what nerve gas does with mammals. They knew with sheep and cows and humans from other wars. It was done to test cadres of scientists and technicians that would be part of that to move on to other projects. That's why at the end of World War II, tens of thousands of Nazi scientists were brought into this nation. And that's why most of the bioweapons labs, chemical weapons labs, NASA facilities are named after the Goddard Space Center from Goddard the Nazi, or the Wernher von Braun Research Laboratories, the head of the Nazi program. He became the head of all Nazi weapons development there during the war for a while. And they were brought here, and my uncle and mom remember when they lived here in Austin, their dad, my grandfather, saying, we got to go see Wernher von Braun. He was into the NASA program. And his little kids, he took them down to see him speak at University of Texas. But, you know, the point is that they brought them here because they formed the cadres to form larger groups that would engage in this type of activity. And so for the elite, because they're willing to do this, they believe that it's survival of the fittest. They're willing to do these psychopathic things, so that makes them stronger than the rest of us. Those of us that don't kill innocents cold-bloodedly, they see as weak and sentimental and pathetic. And starting in about 1996, there have been tens of thousands of admitted tests in this country, taking in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, small children, foster care children, radiating them to death. The U.S. paid Israel to radiate 110,000 of their children. Just type Israeli radiation test on children or ringworm children into Google. You can hear about them frying kids in chambers. All mainstream news, but you'll wonder why you never heard about it. It's just back of the paper here, back of the paper there. We take all these and integrate them in together in my film Endgame. Well, not all of them, just a few hundred or so. There's tens of thousands, as I mentioned. I mean, you could spend the rest of your life just reading the ones that they admit they've done. Now it's all secret, and we know they've intensified it all, but it's being done against general populations. But so understand, you think the government loves you, you think it's legitimate, you think it's good, you think it's taking care of you. It is a bunch of scientists on a complete power trip working for the big private banking families that own the planet that understand how important it is to have cutting-edge science and control the mass of humanity. And if you go to any major biology conference or any major climate conference or any major architecture conference, they just had one last week with Prince Charles here in Austin, it's all about how they got to kill 90% of us. Now humans are bad. And most of you go, yeah, we do. There are too many of us. See, it's such a mainstream view inculcated into you by the elite that you believe it, you just don't know why or where you even heard it. And so understand that any question about the government lying to us, being run by crooks, I wish we just had boss hog crooks running things. I wish they were just shipping the narcotics in as bait so that when you use them, they can throw you in their private prisons building widgets in private prisons owned by the banks that launder the money. I wish that was the case because it's about 100 times deeper than that. Now, there is the non-passive and passive aerosol programs. You can Google that. There are thousands of universities, government agencies that admit they are manipulating the weather, spraying the atmosphere with barium salts, aluminum salts, microbeads. And I kept wondering why none of this was in the news. I mean, until 96, condensation trails, ice crystals from jets, would fly over, and my whole life would disappear in seconds, if not 2 minutes. And they would form at 20,000 feet and higher, and usually in the fall or winter, when it's cold, there's more ice crystals. Now, starting in 96, they would suddenly form at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 feet. They would fan out and get thousands of times their original size and form cloud banks. Planes would fly right next to other planes and not leave trails. And by 2000, there were hundreds of websites and groups and scientists saying something's happening. NASA in 2004 admitted that jet trails had made the Earth 20% darker and were reflecting solar radiation. Now the Earth's cooling. It was heating. The sun had really heated up to record levels. And some said, oh, they're doing that to save the Earth. And then in major U.S. textbooks, this is used in thousands of school districts, it's Science 1 Essential Interactions, and it is put out by Center Point Learning. And in this, they teach the kids that chemtrails are sprayed and added to the fuel, that chemicals are added to the fuel. You see, that's what spraying is. They put out tiny nuclei. It could be different types of nuclei, different materials, micro beads of glass, it doesn't matter, and then it forms clouds. The problem is barium salts and aluminum oxide is very bad for all life forms, especially mammals, and you know, connected to all sorts of nervous system problems, breathing problems. So here it was in a story, chemtrail sunscreen taught in schools. Just Google that, and you can link through to the textbook, and you can go read Science 1. Now, this came out a few years ago. Now, this week, finally, Cybercast News, and then after that, several other news wires picked it up, and we did a more detailed article at PrisonPlanet.com on it. Government scientists propose geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere, research tied to increased reports of chemtrails over the past 10 years, or aerosol sprays. Government scientists have been experimenting with the feasibility of bombarding the Earth's upper atmosphere with microscopic glass particles to dampen the effects of global warming, despite warnings that the process could damage the ozone layer. Are admissions of government research into altering the Earth's atmosphere tied to increased reports of chemical spraying over the past 10 years? According to documents obtained by Cybercast News Service under the Freedom of Information Act, you can just go to these documents yourself, scientists at the U.S. Department of Energy's DOE, Savannah River National Laboratory, and again, I found this 6 months ago thanks to listeners who reported here, but now it's out in the news. South Carolina are conducting limited tests or developing computer models of what might happen if a huge amount of particle matter is shot into the stratosphere. The particles consisting of very fine and special form of glass, porous walled glass microspheres, it's a quote, would be able to absorb a certain amount of carbon dioxide and would reflect sunlight away from Earth, states the article. The project, which began last year and ends April 30th, is closely tied to the idea by Nobel Prize winner Paul Crittenden, who proposed sending aircraft with 747s to dump huge quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. He proposed this in 95. It started in 1996. Now, the point is, if you just Google these terms, you'll be on all the universities, Department of Energy, Atomic Energy Agency, foreign governments, and they'll just say, we're spraying you. And then you talk about it on the news, and they say it doesn't exist. I mean, it's like Trans-Texas Corridor. There's billboards up everywhere they're doing it. CNN and Fox, I have clips where they say it doesn't exist. You're insane if you say it. I mean, it's just amazing. We'll be right back. These stories are all on PrisonPlanet.com right now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
John Henry Pappy woke him up one midnight.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Look, your calls are coming up in a few minutes. And then later in the show, I'm going to get more into this whole control grid that's in place. So we've had a national security dictatorship since 1947 when the government went underground. It's privately owned. All the rage in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was eugenics. The people that set up the shadow government set it up to carry out eugenics. They admitted that in a lot of different textbooks and government documents. When top scientists like Dr. Eric Pianca right here at UT give speeches saying that 90-plus percent of the Earth population need to be killed, they get standing ovations at the Texas Academy of Sciences, or when Pianca and others like Singer are over in London at the Royal Academy, they get standing ovations. And the news reports on this, and Prince Philip and Ted Turner and Prince Charles, they all shoot their mouths off about it. And then the governments in England, Europe, and the U.S. have been caught thousands and thousands of times apiece spraying chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on us. And then it's admitted that in the 20s and 30s they knew that sodium fluoride made you passive, made you dumb, ate holes in your brain, attacked all your major organs, fries your kidneys. You can go read all the studies ad nauseum. I mean, these are cold-blooded people who want you to be unhappy, who want you to be sick, who want you to be dumb. And then they just come out and admit, yeah, we've been spraying the atmosphere, manipulating the weather. Now, everybody knows about cloud seeding and weather weapons, or at least you should. In 2003, it was declassified, the details of the weather weapons in Vietnam, that Ben Livingston, the head of the Navy Weapons Laboratory, a meteorologist, had deployed. They could, during the dry season when there was no rain, make it rain 10 feet in one day and flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. He led squadrons of jets. Just a few squadrons could spray and cause that to happen. Before that, he certified secretly with the Stanford Research Institute that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken them, make them stronger. And I interviewed him, and he came on the radio show. Then Fox News, CNN, everybody picked it up. I noticed it had been declassified, saw his name, called him up. He's like 86 years old at the time. He won't come on now. He said he was told to shut up, but I got him on Coast to Coast AM, called him, got them to have him on. So that's the old news. People say, could they control hurricanes? I don't know. U.S. government certified mid-1960s. You can watch the video interview with him at prisonplanet.tv or just Google Alex Jones, Ben Livingston Radio. It'll, you know, the audio is all over the web. Just Ben Livingston, Alex Jones, Google it. I mean, everything I say is documented. But it isn't just that. They have been spraying biologicals on us. They killed Americans in 1968. And I use this example because it's one that's well known. Of thousands, it seems to be well known. 68, they released biological weapon in the New York subways, won't say what. They had government doctors from the Pentagon pre-placed, it was actually Fort Detrick, Maryland, pre-placed at hospitals to, and they were even paying the hospitals, even knew, to see how they would die when they came in. Let me explain. Little girls, little boys, mommies, daddies, grandmas going to work. Your government murders you. It isn't your government. Remember the Manhattan Project? Half the scientists thought it was going to ignite the atmosphere and blow the earth up. The other half didn't. They detonated it and it didn't. Then half the scientists thought if they detonated them in the upper atmosphere, it would cause a magnetic pulse and blow out all the transistors on the planet. So they detonated in one night over 100 of them out in New Mexico, hydrogen bombs in the early 60s. It did blow out transistors all over the country and the world, but not all of them. It did, though, blow holes in the ozone layer. Now, that's on the History Channel. What's that movie, Trinity, where it shows all the government footage for 2 hours of the nukes and A-bombs and hydrogen bombs going on. This is who we're talking about. Now, the hardened heavy cyclotron in Switzerland, the biggest superconducting supercollider in the world, on their own website, it's basically run by the Pentagon, but they built it in Europe, you go on there and they admit, well, yeah, we don't know what this could do, and it could create a black hole, and it could create smashing these ions together in this collider. That's, you know, how we make hydrogen weapons. It could blow the earth up, but we're just going to do it. They're on their website with little video intros saying, oh, yeah, we're going to start doing tests every day with this, and this is how they make A-bombs. This is how they made hydrogen bombs. They had those equations for A-bombs in over 100 years ago. Max Planck and others came up with it. They just do it. They're mad scientists. There's a reason you have that cliched term. I remember reading in the BBC 10 years ago, in 1998, about human-animal hybrid clones. I remember reading in scientific journals about how they had part chimpanzee, part humans in 2002 in the Washington Post. And I'd come on air and I'd be called a coot that I was making it up when I had the Washington Post. It is insane. And they've got these DNA guns that randomly shoot other animal and insect DNA into human DNA, RNA, into the mitochondrial DNA that only the females pass. They admit it's giving rise to superviruses, bacteria, but they're doing it in level 2 laboratories instead of level 4s. They're starting a global tax on carbon dioxide that humans exhale. The global footprint tax is a tax on humanity for eugenics. Now, I've spent a lot of time on this. When we come back, I'm going to go to Mike and Jack and Skip and Richard and Lauren and Kathy in short order. But I wanted to just, instead of even reading you the chemtrail article, I wanted to read you the Washington Post today. And there's about 10 articles like this today I've got that are just as bad in the news. Today. You understand, this is today. There's so much of this I can't even get to it all. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours. Imagine a world of streets lined with video cameras that alert authorities to any suspicious activity. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. A world in which a suspect who lies under questioning gets nabbed immediately because his brain has given him away. Now, see, this is a throw-it-in-your-face article. I remember a New York Times article in 2002 saying every credit card purchase, every phone call, everything you do is tracked. They're throwing it in your face. Let's dissect that first paragraph. Imagine a world with streets lined with video cameras already here that alert authorities, you mean the criminals that run our government and abuse everybody and get away with everything, to suspicious activity, like demonstrating that they're banning everywhere. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. You mean where they have quack computers, quackery, where they claim the computer shows that you've got evil intent in your mind. Five airports in the U.S. have had that since 2002. CBS, ABC News. It's in my films. It's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, I made in 2002. They put passive MRIs that scan your brain and, quote, show increased brain activity associated with violence. It's quackery. It's a just like they've proven lie detectors to be a fraud. It's just something to fool the slaves into this says you're guilty. It's a total scam. See, so they're telling you it's coming. It's just like they tell you a national ID card is now here in the form of your state driver's license, federalized, when we had it 12 years ago. So, see, a world where police officers – see why I can't cover everything? Because I can read each paragraph and give you all the propaganda. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. See, guilty until proven innocent. Forget guilty until proven innocent. Guilty before anything ever happens. A world in which a suspect who lies under questioning gets nabbed immediately because his brain has given him away. Though that may sound a lot like 2002 movie The Minority Report starring Tom Cruise and based on a Philip K. Dick novel, I'm talking about science fiction here. I'm not talking about science fiction here. It turns out we're not so far away from that world, but does it sound like a safe place or a scary one? Hey, cattle, they're putting hundreds of poisons in your water. They're murdering you and your family. Cancer's gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 3. Diabetes has gone from 1 in 3,000 to 1 in 3. You're under Black Op Pentagon attack. You understand? I'm risking my life to bring you this information. You're under Black Op attack. Black Op attack. We'll be right back.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Basically, with this Washington Post story that we have a link to up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com says is that they'll just aim a black box at you and it'll just say you're a terrorist. And that's it. You go to a FEMA camp, a labor camp forever. Google civilian inmate labor camp program. When you get home today, cop, you're out there laughing, driving along in Kansas City, Austin, Texas, San Diego, Rochester, New York right now. Okay, go home and type in civilian inmate labor camp program. Find out about Americans in camps since 1986. Well, it was secret for a decade until 1996. And we told the world the minute it was declassified. They were beta testing those camps. Again, it's very simple. You have an elite that believe there are too many of us, that we're bad, and they're testing how to kill us. They're testing how to soft kill us and then tell the doctors how to misdiagnose us. The doctors don't know. They're just told what the American Medical Association says. And then there's all this soft kill operation going on around us. But see, people are getting the news. People know AIDS is engineered. And by the way, that isn't just a rumor. You can pull up the documents on that. And they know about a lot of it. They're now finding out about it. And 99% of us are not involved in this, and the less than 1% that are do it through their control of the financing and the government, and they use national security and now the war on terror to cover up their steps. Here's the other news I've got. Oakland cops going door-to-door asking people to hand in their guns. It's happening nationwide. No warrants. They just demand to be let in. Lawyers moved to get torture memo author John Yoo tried as a war criminal. That's the White House official that said sexually torturing children's okay. Now, go read the memos for yourself. These are very nice people. EPIC obtains documents revealing federal role in state fusion centers. Same thing I told you 10 years ago because I got the documents. CIA runs all your local emergency management systems. They introduce them to the public as a traffic center. The police monitor traffic. Then, and during emergencies, we do this and that. And, but here it is, the actual documents, mainstream news. New documents detail FBI wiretapping on Americans' emails, IMs, and phone calls. Washington Post admits that it's millions of Americans, no warrants, non-terror related. Of course it's not. You think it's for Al-Qaeda? That's the government. LCIA doesn't spy on itself. Anti-terror laws use to spy on families. CPS uses it to take children. Mainstream news, get ready for terror warnings on your cell phone, billboards, everything flashing. You know, Ben Richards is loose. The Running Man, who loves you and who do you love? Police remove Olympic torch bearer on orders of Chinese paramilitary thugs. Chinese troops attack U.S. citizens in U.S. Chinese troops attack citizens in England. Chinese troops attack people in Paris, the French. I'm going to cover this later in the show. Oh, you think I'm joking? No, it's all mainstream news, just right here. Chinese troops in America. Mm-hmm. See, you're living in the Twilight Zone now. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I can't handle the denial anymore. I can't handle any of it. We're going into tyranny. They only leave me around because if they kill me, it'll be too obvious because I'm too vocal. And all the stupid black uniformed servants of this evil, as it unfolds, you've been implanted with the cancer viruses in your vaccines. You've been implanted with the mercury. You've been implanted with the chemicals. But you just don't care. You think you're on the winning team. You'll just deny what I say. I understand. I understand. Your kids aren't even worth it to you to check out what I'm saying. Just go ahead and give them the fluoride water. Go ahead and give them the shots. Go ahead and give them your cancer. Go ahead and do... You know, the Nazis really won, ladies and gentlemen. Because the Nazis weren't even the Nazis. The Nazis got what they... Their whole mindset from the U.S. and from England, where eugenics was developed. You know, the Olympic rings were drawn by Hitler. The Olympic torch run was done by Hitler. The first major Olympics was in 36, resurrected from Greece, which was where eugenics came from. Go to the encyclopedia and look up eugenics, and it will say the Greek idea of the godlike man. Or eternal youth is its root translation, but then it expands out to mean the eternal youth is what the gods have, immortality. And, you know, if you watch movies like 300 that are exaggerated, but they did kill any babies that had a blemish of any type, you know, that was eugenics, the strongest, the Spartan. And then Plato wrote about how they would cull the mass of slaves and all the rest of it, and how they'd use different layers of education to dumb down, have the hierarchical mass. That's, 2,500 years ago? 2,450-something years ago? No, but you won't look it up and find out. No, you're not going to. You're going to be a goodwill slave, aren't you? Well, some of you are going to listen. Okay, some folks disagree. Now calls until the end of the show when I get into gun confiscation going on nationwide. They didn't triple the BATF. Bush didn't triple that because he wanted to suck his thumb. The grandson of the head Nazi agent in the U.S. is a good agent of the New World Order. He's been very effective. Great leadership. Okay, and here comes Hillary and Obama on their heels, or McCain, doesn't matter. They're all anti-gun, so get ready. Get ready. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Jack in New York. Says he disagrees. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, the reason why I disagree is because, you know, I think you're betraying America. I mean, you're blaming America for everything. I mean, you're saying... You know, the government's to blame for 9/11 and this, that, and the other thing. You know, I actually don't believe that.
And I bet you think I'm lying about how the government tens of thousands of times has sprayed lethal and semi-lethal toxic chemical, biological, and radiologicals on the American people?
Sir, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
Well, hey,
I
tell you what. You can get bonded, and if you want to make a $10,000 wager... Then we can make that wager, but you won't put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, I'll meet you in Vegas. You can bring 10 of your stupid friends, and they can all bet me 10 grand. We'll go where it's legal. And, again, I'm not a betting man. I know you won't take it. It's in your gut, you know, I'm telling you the truth. And we'll just see what happens. You see, I wish that it wasn't true that this is all going on, sir. Do you think I made it up about them bringing tens of thousands of Nazis over here to help run every major agency?
Well, yes, because, you know, obviously, you know, I have a friend who says, you know, you're getting these research from these donors from England.
Pardon me?
You're getting these research from these two guys from England. That's what I heard about it.
Research from two guys. It's totally admitted mainstream information that tens of thousands of Nazi top scientists and SS officers were brought over here to be in the CIA, NASA, Department of Energy, just everything. And you're just saying I'm making that up?
Yes.
Okay. But you won't bet me about that, will you?
Excuse me?
See, you... I shouldn't be mean to you. Your mom didn't breastfeed you, did she?
Sir, what?
Did your mother breastfeed you?
What are you talking about?
Your brain will be about 25 to 30% smaller if your mother doesn't breastfeed you. You know, mammals feed their young. A fatty substance filled with complex fats and sugars. It's called milk. And, I mean, I'm not being mean. You're just retarded, sir. I mean, that's, I mean, as if your mother not breastfeeding you on top of it, you have a small brain. I'm not joking. This isn't funny. I mean, you know, people are laughing. It sounds like I'm being funny. I'm not. It's very sad. This young man's mother didn't breastfeed him. I bought him dollar. And he got fluoride. And everything else they put in there. I mean, he's got a tiny little brain. That's why everybody's getting Alzheimer's. Have you heard how they have early onset at 30, 40 now of Alzheimer's? And then they go in there and they admit it's plaques of heavy metals and chemicals and fluoride. I mean, listen, we're a nation of drones. The government told us that, hey, moms, you don't need to give your babies milk anymore. And they can't, you can't, even if it's the best formula out there, you can't give babies the fats they need that form the brain. I've read the studies. I got time to take one more, don't I? Let's go ahead and talk to somebody else that disagrees, see if they're retarded. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You're retarded, cuckoo, insane.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not being mean to people that have mentally retarded family. It's very sad. I'm not making light of that. I'm saying that the people, and most, a lot of Americans, are right on the edge of being low-grade morons. Right on the verge of having 70 IQs. And they'll call in and say, I choose not to believe there's a NAFTA superhighway or Trans-Texas Corridor, when it's all official on government websites and legislation. And they'll say no Nazi scientists were brought over here. They'll say there were no atomic soldiers. They'll say they didn't radiate foster children. They'll say there was no Tuskegee experiment with black men. They'll just say I'm a liar. And hey, you know, they choose not to believe the government ships the drugs in. They choose to believe in the tooth fairy. Well, I choose to believe in reality. I said the eugenicists have called me up and they said, well, see how dumb they are. Why are you siding with these people, Alex? You ought to join us. The cattle don't want your help. Sir, I wasn't kidding. You're mentally retarded.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology.